This could be a white woman, an Asian woman. It could be an Ecuadorian, a Puerto Rican.
Okay.
You said in the letter, I'm contemplating on leaving this woman and have been for some time. I just don't know how. I can't gather up enough courage to do so. There's so much in this letter. Just let me just try to touch the major point. What you mean you don't know how to leave her? Hell is easy. You ain't got no key. All you can do is say you couldn't get in.
Right.
Look, I came to the house. Wasn't nobody there. I thought you moved. Mm. See, you a weak man.
Yeah.
So I got to give you nice, weak ways to get out.
Absolutely.
I ain't got no key. I thought you moved, so I couldn't get in. I had to go. Love you. Take care. Leave a note, because you ain't going to be a man that I need you to be to get through this letter. Because let me start. First of all, during the early stage of your relationship, she talked so negative about the black race, stating that black people are ignorant, lazy, and ugly. Okay, now I got news for you. This fat, ugly woman you married to, and I know she is, because when you got to degrade everybody else,
right,
you trying to degrade everybody to make you feel better about your fat, ugly self. So tell big girl, on wide, ugly, got her issues with her own self. See, right there, we'd have had a problem right there. Then you said, this is why you think you a good man. That you lucky she gave you a chance, and because of these stereotypes about black people, you stayed in the relationship to change that milk. Boy, who do you think you talking to? You did that for the good of us as black people.
Right.
When you are one of the poorest representatives we could possibly have. You can't represent us. Dog, we ain't made you the president. Please don't help us no damn more. Stop helping us. Okay. Then she slapped you and punched you. She called you a stupid N with the ER. I don't care if she called you the N with the A on the end of it. I don't care if she called you the N word with the AH on the end of it. I don't care if she called you the N word and high fived you when she got through. You sitting up in here getting called the N word. She just slapped you. You don't know what to do. See, right there in my house, that's different right there. I ain't telling you to do this because you can't, because you ain't man enough. But once you call me the N-word, are you ready? Because now we talking about each other now. Oh, that's what we doing? Oh, we doing racial humor. Oh, that's what we doing? Well, Steve Harvey got a whole show for you on racial humor. I'd have fired off so many indignant remarks about her. It would have been a contest. She'd have called the police on me. See, that's what I do. I'm an N-word. Okay, cool. Then guess what you is then? Ready? I'd have fired them off. I'm telling you, almost couldn't have understood them. Been standing there crying. Would have been calling people from everywhere to come help up. Now, she takes your entire paycheck, only providing you with enough money to travel to and from work. What? You gave her your check. A check that's $4,000 net. You get $5 a day. Where is the $3,995 other dollars at? Now, she making you sleep outside. It's too much in this letter. I'm so mad because what I really want to say, I came to do. Listen to me. My man, you need to gather up something in your hands.
Come on.
Hold on to them. Check and see if you have any. Because I think while you were asleep, she took a pair of scissors and snipped them off.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
See? 102.9 KVLX, the base number one for R&B. Nikki Thomas with the dirt, scoop, and scandal. That's the dirt. More Steve.
DriveWithUber.com.
Woo, this letter.
No. Wow.
Am I a good man? All right.
You were saying some self-mass breaks, Steve.
He ain't through them.
No, part three coming up.
I'm here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you are.
On a roll, though.